I'm Katherine Ryan, TV's Katherine Ryan, and I'm traveling around the world on the hunt for rich people.
Oh, you hurt me with your expensive car.
Excuse me, are you a fashion model?
Are you a powerful man?
How much money do you have?
You don't happen to be rich. You would have me come with you?
We'd love to come see properties with you today.
Let's go.
I get to hang out with these multimillionaires.
Don't look at my husband. Put your window up, bitch.
And I snoop around their houses.
Money, I'm home.
Whoa, this makes you feel like you're in a rap video.
And I check out their stuff. And I find out what else they like to do with their money. And I'll be asking the super wealthy the question we all want the answer to.
How'd you get so rich?
How'd you get so rich?
How'd you get so rich?
So grab yourself a dance partner and hold on tight as I meet the high flyers who are incredibly, incredibly
rich. I don't like the word.
This week, I'm in Hollywood with a celebrity cosmetic surgeon who's made hundreds of millions of pounds breaking noses. And I find out how Britain's flashiest playboy made his money. But first, I'm in the English countryside.
I did think, signing up for the show, that I'd be going to exotic locations. Shropshire was a surprise. Shrewsbury? What's the difference?
Hello, I'm here to see Mr. and Mrs. Smith, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No, it's not a Brangelina reunion. I'm at the 13-bedroom mansion of the couple who sold their retail chain for 50 million pounds. I'd spend a lot of time staring at the ceiling of my 6.5 million pound house, too. But drinking grapes, Steve, not painting them. Steve Smith is a working-class man of the people, and he's not finished yet. Steve has 10 different businesses, a property portfolio, and has helped fund over 7,000 new startups. The Poundland legacy goes far beyond money, and sentimental Steve keeps an entire museum dedicated to its history. With the money saved on the tin salmon, you can cancel the Uber exec and get yourself your own private helicopter. Coming up, things get out of hand with Britain's flashiest playboy.